SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has voted to end the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history. It will take a few more days to reverse the impact of the shutdown, including a dent in the morale and staffing for those who keep the airlines safe. Nick Daniels is president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
This is not politics. This is not ideology. This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says a Democrat shutdown brought out the best in Republican leadership in both the House and Senate.
You saw Democrats try to move their negotiations multiple times, and Thune said, you guys want to vote on this? I'll give you a vote. I can't guarantee outcomes, but get the government open.
And the Senate passed bill now needs final congressional approval from the House before being sent on to President Trump. It is Veterans Day, and the president paid tribute to the nation's military members today. SR News military analyst Robert McGinnis reflecting on the origins of Veterans Day in America.
I think as we celebrate Veterans Day, the 11th month, the 11th day back in 1918 when World War I ended, it was a time to celebrate peace after significant carnage in Europe.
A West Virginia state judge has allowed the continued deployment of more than 300 West Virginia National Guard members in Washington, D.C.
Kanawha County Circuit Judge Richard D. Lindsay made the ruling on Monday. This comes after Judge Lindsay heard arguments in a lawsuit filed by a civic group. That organization says West Virginia GOP Governor Patrick Morrissey exceeded his authority by deploying the Guard. But Governor Morrissey's office contends the deployment is authorized under federal law.
That is Andrew Stewart reporting on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 220 points. This is SRN News. What happens when you die? A lot of people have varying opinions about that, and correspondent Michael Harrington takes a look at a study that asks that question.
The Family Research Council has released a poll of American churchgoers that asked that question, and the results are disturbing. Amongst adults who attend worship services regularly, only 36% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven because they have accepted Christ. 11% of churchgoers think they will go to heaven because they've been good, and 14% say they will go because it's the only place available, meaning they do not believe in hell. Michael Harrington reporting.
The election of Zohran Mamdani as New York City's next mayor is not just making waves here in the U.S. It also has sent a chill across Israel as people come to terms with the victory of a politician propelled by an outspoken pro-Palestinian message that is rare in U.S. politics. Israelis across the political spectrum say they fear that Mamdani's election in the city with the world's second largest Jewish population could be serious. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Markets are taking the latest step toward ending the government shutdown in stride. The Senate passed legislation last night to reopen the government. The bill now goes to the House, where approval is expected. Then it's on to President Trump for his signature. China's largest online sales festival, dubbed Singles Day, is getting longer as retailers try to entice frugal shoppers to spend more money. This year's five-week festival will end later this week. Analysts expect shoppers to focus on necessities rather than big-ticket luxury items. Japanese technology giant SoftBank has sold its stake in NVIDIA, raising $5.8 billion. We'll put that money into other investments. Tokyo-based SoftBank Group says it sold its stake in NVIDIA last month. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.